Norwalk, and welcome you to the second hour of our sizzling hot summer edition of Animal World. We're here every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. You can tune us in on the radio dial. You can tune us in on the internet via streaming audio. That means you can share us with your family and friends around the country, around the world, if they have internet access. And the best way to pull up stream, go to the Animal World website. That would be MarthaNorwalk.com. Click on the Listen Live link upper right. That'll click you through to the 1150 KKNW website. Click on Listen upper left and then Listen Online, and you'll be all set up to stream the show. And of course, you can find us on Facebook. Go to Facebook, search Martha Norwalk's Animal World, and that's where you'll find that the post about the Meow Kitten Cuddle fundraiser coming up next Saturday. Alrighty then. So it is the first Sunday of July already, and it is a warm one. And joining us, as usual, from the chief cook and bottle washer, founder, creator, whatever you want to call her, for Help Animals India, Eileen Weintraub is here. Good morning, Eileen, and welcome back to Animal World.
Hey, good morning. Hello to everybody. Thank you for having us on.
Yeah, oh, that's always my pleasure. And how are you doing in your neck of the woods? How was 4th of July for you guys, and how are you doing in the weather?
Well, you know, it was, usually it starts a week before, so it wasn't a very, very quiet, just the night itself. And I think I sent you that blog that we did about 4th of July. It's called The Boom and the Beast.
Right, and right.
So, it just talks about how different animals, you know, react. And
well, I mentioned that earlier today because we, you know, that I was talking about, you know, that I know they have invented silent fireworks in like Italy and Europe.
Well, my friend sent me something here where they did drones.
Yeah, and drones, of course, are silent. But you brought up a really good point in what you posted, and Fireworks and the Beast, because something we don't often think about is you imagine all the wildlife around us, all the animals that live around us. And can you imagine being them and hearing what we do and not understanding? I mean, my gosh, it's got to be so traumatizing.
I always think of like the younger animals. This is their first 4th of July, and like, what is that? The world's coming to an end, you know?
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
Or so. But I think things are, you know, quieting down. At least here, it seemed. It wasn't as bad as years past.
Yeah, it's fireworks are legal out here like the day of. You know, and they still have the fireworks stand and sell things, but we're also a little farther north, and I swear everybody around here buys out the reservations. But, you know, on and off, you know, in the week rolling up to 4th of July, but nonstop, starting about 7 p.m. on 4th of July and through the night. But now it's settled down, and there was, you know, a few leftovers here and there. But I think you're right. I think it's kind of being encapsulated into a day or two around the 4th and might be a little better than it has been. But I'd sure like us to be more cognizant of our wild animal friends as well as our domestic animals and our human veterans that are so bothered by the sounds.
Right. And that blog that we wrote, we're going to use it for other holidays, you know, in India where they have a lot of, it's really bad. Where they have a lot of fireworks also. So
yeah, and you sent me a wonderful email on the Shoreline News, a great story about a guy and his dog and the 4th of July fireworks and what he did that worked. And I just had to chuckle because it's exactly what I teach. And so I've told everybody, Eileen, that I'm going to actually read them the story when we're done with our interview. When I do current events, I'm going to read the Shoreline News story. Just
okay, about the dog Charlie.
So then I can say, see what I was telling you last month? It really works. And this is exactly it. So anyway, thanks for sharing that. Cause,
our kitties is hiding under the bed, and you know, they really,
How's the weather down there? What how hot is it getting down in your neck of the woods?
Well, it's going to be today, Monday. Now they're extending it to Monday and Tuesday. But honestly, we were walking in our neighborhood and we hardly saw anyone. I think people have central AC here because a lot of windows were closed. But, you know, we are weather wimps. And, the people on the East Coast and also our plants are weather wimps. You know, they can't take it either. And our animals. But, you know, I'd like to get talking about India. And, you know, our last email newsletter was about the heat there. And, you know, we're, you know, parts of this country, they're used to 90, and they're happy to even see 90. But, you know, in India, you know, it's every day it could be 110. So
now, are they having extreme temperatures there as well?
Well, remember our last newsletter we sent out that they had a daily record in Delhi. A record of all time was 127. So, you know, that's not every day, but generally from March till about now, they'll have every day about 110. And remember, these people don't have air conditioning, but you know, I spoke to a friend who lives in a modern apartment in one of the mega cities, and I assumed she had air conditioning. She said, "Oh no, we don't want air conditioning. We have ceiling fans, and we're they're much more used to the heat, as the East Coast people are more used to the heat than we are. You know, crying about 90 degrees here." So,
right.
So they don't have it. But anyhow, the weather in India, they have their summer starts in like March and goes until about now. And now they're having what's called the monsoon, which is their rainy period. And so I'm getting videos of just pouring rain. So then you would have to worry about flooding. And it makes the, does cool things off and brings, you know, the greenery, and they're needed. I don't know if people have seen the movie, great Indian movie, Lagan, which is all about the, you know, the carrying on and partying when the rain finally comes. Because remember, it doesn't rain all year. They're waiting, waiting for the rains. And so it's a wonderful thing. But it's also, with climate change, can be too much rain. And that's what's going on right now. And it makes the projects like the spay-neuter projects and, daily life more challenging. So, you know, that's India, the heat problems and then the rain problems.
Yeah.
So some of the spay-neuter projects have to be put on hold, but animals can... Dogs can still get pregnant, so, you know, we have to get back to that as soon as we can. So that's the rainy
part.
Well,
because, you know,
part.
I mean, there's so much work to do in that area. I mean, because you used to always just shock me by saying there's, you know, 33 million street dogs. And now that the dogs are being addressed and worked with, now there's also, you know, a cat population. And I think you said you guys had to teach veterinarians how to do cat spays and stuff. I mean, that they just didn't know how to do a lot of this stuff.
Yeah,
but fortunately,
you're
making progress.
Yeah, cats as pets was not very common until... recently, and the cats, they just don't have much of a chance with all the other street dogs and the monkeys and the traffic and just the vibrancy and busyness of the Indian cities and life. But now people are wanting to help the cats, and especially one of our projects is in a very populated city, and they have these high rises where people live in apartments, and there's all these abandoned cats in the stairwells, and, you know, people don't want them, so the activists, the people like us who are sensitive to wanting to help the cats, and I grew up helping cats, you know, from a young age, we want to get them at least spay and neutered, and, you know, we want to feed them, but, you know, we can't feed without them multiplying. So then we fund the spay-neuter projects.
And are there enough veterinarians now that know what they're doing to be able to spay and neuter these cats and so forth?
No, you know, there's never enough veterinarians. The same, you know, even in this country, we have a shortage. And no, there's not. And then some of the veterinarians, they don't want to, I'm sure Maryland, you know, the other animal groups here could tell you the same. Not every veterinarian wants to work for an animal shelter. You know, they want to go into private practice and make more money. So, you know, it's a real challenge to get these dedicated veterinarians. But, you know, there are a few, and we're, you know, very grateful for them. And some people from this country go and volunteer veterinarians and teach better practices, because some of the schools in India... aren't really the best, and they don't learn the best practices. You know, just make sure this the sterile technique and the good equipment. There's a gas anesthesia machine that makes for the operation much easier on the animal. So, you know, there's a lot of improvements to be done. One of the shelters we support, they're just desperate for new equipment. To make things better for the community animals. People bring in their animals that they help on the street, and they need some veterinarian care for them.
Well, and I know that you've talked about it before, but that now with the, you know, the recognition of, you know, the cat population and doing the spaying and neutering and that sort of thing, hasn't the concept that we use over here, you know, trap, neuter, release, that's been introduced in India now too.
Well, in various amounts, you know, I think we've spoken about that before. They don't even have the cat traps.
Yeah.
And Amazon.
Is that still the case? Are you still having to take cat traps over there whenever people go, send them over? Are they still not able to access them in India?
Yeah, they're very expensive. The last few years, there's Amazon. You know, everyone knows Amazon.com. Now there's Amazon.in, which is Amazon in India. But the products are way, way more expensive. So, like, our heart trap that costs $89 here, they'll sell for $500.
Holy moly. Wow.
And then you have to make sure that they don't have to pay import tax. Then there are some new traps that are being developed in India. But, you know, the quality isn't the best. And they get the supply is not the best. So, you know, we have gotten traps over, but it's very challenging. You know, here you can set out a trap maybe and leave it, and you know, you can't leave it there. You have to watch it and so it doesn't get stolen, or you don't get other animals in. We, you know, the same problem here with other wildlife, but so it's, you know, traps aren't the magic answer. You know, you need people trained and people to do it, same as here. So, you know,
so it's an ongoing process.
Yeah, slow progress. Sure. And, you know, you have a dedicated cat activist, and we just want to support them and so they can do the work and learn how and, you know, teach them how they can help.
Well, it's wonderful that you're there and that you're doing this, because you know, obviously it's making a difference and helping. Looking at the clock here, we're going to take a brief time out here and take care of our advertisers. So Eileen will stay with us. We'll take care of advertisers and come back and find out what else, what other kind of animals in India are needing help and all of that good stuff. So more with Eileen and Help Animals India straight ahead, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.
Here's a thought to consider from the Ananda Institute of Living Yoga. With the love and care you offer your pets, what about another important pet project, finding happiness? But how do you find happiness? Money? Health? Love? Or millions of people are finding that the regular practice of meditation or yoga can brighten your life with an inner satisfaction and contentment that no possession, position, or title can give. Find our schedule of classes and events at anandawashington.org. That's A-N-A-N-D-A washington.org.
Hi, this is Martha. Did you know that besides hosting Animal World, I'm also an animal behavior therapist and trainer with more than 40 years of professional experience? I work with you privately in your home or over the phone to help you understand your animal friends and resolve whatever behavior training or healing problems you've got going on. Most of my expertise is with cats and dogs, but I sometimes work with other types of animals as well. So whether it's puppies or kittens, adult dogs or cats, or elderly animal issues, I can help. Cats not using the litter box? Biting or scratching you or your furniture? Maybe they're fighting with each other or waking you up at night. I've got answers. Dogs barking too much, jumping, or dragging you around the block on your walk? Does he have separation anxiety or chew up stuff he shouldn't? I've got answers. Whatever's going on with your animal friends, I will help you fix it. I am more than reasonably priced and often need to see you only once. I always do a free, no-obligation telephone evaluation, so give me a call and bug my voicemail if you need immediate attention. You'll find me at Martha's Canine, Feline, and All Creature Counseling at 360-217-7258. That's 360-217-7258, and I'd love to hear from you.
Would you like to access portals of possibilities for transformation, consciousness, expansion, and new experiences of health and well-being? Ancient knowledge and new science tell us that everything manifests from vibratory frequencies. Jude Ponton can assist you in shifting frequencies for personal health, aligning and balancing your energy or the energy of your home, property, or workspace. Jude can work with you remotely, office, or on-site if you live in the Seattle area. Jude can also teach classes in the Acutonic Sound Healing System. check out whispering-dragon.com. That's whispering-dragon.com for descriptions of services. Or call 206-706-2836. That's 206-706-2836. You can even email resonate@whispering-dragon.com for information or to schedule sessions.
Self-help, healing, spirituality, and more on Alternative Talk, 1150.
I'm Martha Norwalk, and we are about midway through the second hour of this week's edition of Animal World. We're here till noon today, and every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. And we heard from the Ananda Institute of Living Yoga, and the good news is we'll be chatting with them next hour. So at 1130, Nancy Callan will be here to talk about their biggest and most popular class coming up soon. And gosh, our premier sound healer Jude Ponton is available to see you in her Whispering Dragon healing room, which is in her home these days in Shoreline. Great location, great parking, easy parking. And boy, it is quite an experience to be there in person and experience the gongs and the chimes and the forks. And I'm not sure quite how my body would function without her help. She does wonderful, gentle chiropractics, acupuncture, needles if you need them. But we find that the forks are actually more powerful. She can work with you in person or remotely. Check her out, whispering-dragon.com online, Whispering Dragon Center on Facebook, or give Jude a call at 206-706-2836. And remember that I am a behavior therapist and dog trainer, and I work with people privately to help them understand their dog friends, teach them everything they need to know to live successfully and solve all the problems quickly. Usually only need to see my clients once, and I give you free phone follow-up privileges after I've seen you. And I always do a free telephone evaluation. So if you know anybody that's got problems with their dogs, need help, tell them to call Aunt Martha. I'll talk to them for free on the phone. Just give them my phone number, 360-217-7258. 360-217-7258. 7258. All righty. We are going to dive back into our conversation with Eileen from Help Animals India. So what else is going on that we want to talk about today, Eileen?
Well, we like to talk about elephants, don't we?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. You got an elephant update?
No. Well, it's tough.
Uh-oh.
There's another one that we'd love to give sanctuary to, but the temple doesn't want to release her.
Oh, and, that's so hard.
Working on that. You know, the thing is, they think of these elephants sort of like pets, and they like having her around. But, you know, she's basically in a cage, a big cage, and gets a walk twice a day, but, you know, she's exhibiting that swaying behavior, and it's not good. So a lot of people are complaining to us. So, you know, it'll take a while. And she will make the seventh elephant if we get her. Now, we did have seven elephants. The one who was first rescued in 2017, and the mascot, the darling of the bunch, she passed away recently.
Oh.
And, but, you know, she was about 60, and she had had a difficult life. She was a logging elephant. So a uh-huh. lot of the animals, large animals that are rescued are, you know, they don't have they don't have roads going everywhere. So they use the large animals for transport. So these elephants were trained to drag logs throughout the you know, in the logging places. Other animals are like donkeys or pack mules that are used uh-huh. by people to go up into these areas. But, you know, there's no veterinarian care. And if the animal, especially with the pack mules and donkeys, if they're not wanted, you know, they'll just be abandoned. So it's very, very
oh, wow.
sad. So, you know, that's why we have to support the sanctuaries that can rescue and, you know, provide a new place for them after, and especially if they retire. You know, there's still parts of India where you'll see on the very, very crowded streets, you know, horses pulling pulling items, and you know, the controversy of the carriage horses in New York City, you know, still used for tourists. So, you know, it's been a long road to get those horses better taken care of and rules for their, you know, when they can be ridden and used for work. So, but, and, you know, that's just one place. And there's these working animals all over India. So, you know, we want to support their care when we can. And that includes as many elephants as possible. But, you know, it's a very political and divisive issue, helping them. And so we'll see how it goes.
Well, and with the elephant sanctuary that you help support, I think 7 is their maximum. That's the maximum elephants they can care for at their facility, right?
No, well, they can care for 8. We get too
far. Oh, okay.
Yeah, and then also, you know, they can expand because they do have the land.
Okay. I didn't know that. I thought there was a restriction. That's great to know.
Yeah, but, you know, each one is rather expensive.
And from how far a distance are these elephants coming from to the sanctuary, like this one that you're trying to get?
Oh, just about a day's truck ride.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. There's many.
But so these temple elephants, are they used for entertainment in the temple, or are they kind of just there? And you said that they're in big cages and then walked twice a day, but that doesn't sound like a good life for an elephant.
No. It's a tradition, like many other, you know, old traditions that are, you know, the excuses is the tradition or the culture.
Right.
But, you know, that has to change gradually. No, temples, elephants represent the god Ganesh, who has head and a human body, and he gives blessings. So some of these elephants are trained. Devotees will offer fruits or flowers, and then the elephant is I like to use the word educated rather than trained, but... to give a blessing by, you know, just giving a little bonk, bonk with her trunk on the head. Mostly it's female elephants because the males are too hard to train, or to educate and control as they want to. And, you know, that's why we have a book that to have available, and it's called Gods in Chains. So, in other words, these elephants are considered representing a god figure, but they're in chains. Yeah.
That makes sense.
So
god
that's
and change.
The culture, you know, of India. And, you know, for elephants, there's still about 2,000 elephants in the wild. And, you know, you can compare that to 100,000 100 years ago. Elephants were part of the culture. They were used in war. You know, can you imagine the terror of a army where people are riding elephants towards you? You know, you're going to run away pretty quick, you know, instead of horses. You know, so the kings would have just armies of elephants. And so that's a very different culture. But anyhow, the elephants in the wild, they have their other challenges where their land is decreasing. And farmers don't like them because they'll raid their crops. And you have to build a pretty big fence to keep out an elephant, you know.
Right.
So, or they'll have electric fences and they'll get electrocuted or they'll get hit on the railroad track. So there's some places where they'll have special crossings for the elephants. You know, other groups are working on that. So, you know, the elephants in the... Just remember, India's land mass is less than ours. I think about one-third the size of the United States, maybe a little bit more. but they have three times our human population. So
yeah, that's hard to even grasp the concept of that.
Yeah, so they're up to 1.3 billion people.
Wow.
So, you know, there's a lot of wonderful diversity and vibrancy and fantastic things happening, too. But, you know, there's a lot of challenges along with that. So we just want to support the people who love the animals. And, you know, if they're going to devote their lives to helping the animals, you know, they shouldn't have to struggle as much as they do to get the money to do so. And our donations go very, very far. You know, as you know, Martha, thank you for yours. And so, you know, we can hire people to do their work, rescuing animals and caring for the shelter animals. And, you know, just what a daily wage here is about a month's wage there. So, you know, our grants and donations go very far, as you know. And thank you for always.
Yeah, because you say that the American dollar is worth a lot more in India. And so our money goes a long way.
Yeah, when I first started, it doubled is how much it's worth. Now, the costs have gone up in India, but not as much as the dollar has. So, you know, you want your dollars to help here, but also you want it to go further. You can help there and be very satisfied knowing that, you know, you're neutering a dog or cat for $20 and or supporting the wage of a veterinarian for, I think it's about $800 a month now. It used to be $600. So,
it's a little more than I think it was when we started doing these interviews.
Yeah, but the dollar goes further now, so the dollar used to be 40 rupees to the dollar. Now it's 83. So,
wow.
Yeah. And also, we supply ambulances. I think we've bought about 20 so far. So in each vehicle.
That's a lot. 20,
yeah.
Huh?
Well, each vehicle costs from $8,000 to $15,000 each. So there's the regular vehicles, which is just like a big van going around, or you also have the mobile ambulances. You know, it's sort of like we have here, for Posado Safe Haven has a mobile ambulance where they can do spay neuter. But there we can buy a mobile ambulance for $15,000, not $100,000.
And how are those mobile ambulances, how are they used over there? I mean, is this to go out and deal with injured street animals or pick up stray, you know, whatever, or are they used as spay and neuter clinics or anything?
Well, both. And, you know, when I was there, we had the inauguration of one of them and have this video that I put on YouTube. I'm just looking like, with my mask on, I'm like in complete shock because of all the chaos around. And but, you know, one of the poorer areas, they'll just go out and set up the shop, and people will just bring their community dogs there and get treated right then and there. The side of the ambulance has a little video showing people what can be done. And then when it's taken down, it's sort of like a platform. So the vet can just work right there. And, of course, it draws a crowd. Doesn't take much to draw a crowd in India, but especially, you know, everyone wants to see the animal being treated right there, right in front. And so that was the mobile ambulance. And that was quite an experience when I was last there 2 years ago now.
Well, wonderful. Yeah. You said you think you've done about 20 of them so far. I mean, that's outstanding.
Yeah, video that shows. And then, but the thing is, they need repairs. So we just had to send over a couple $100 to one group that, you know, because the roads are so rough and, you know, they get, and they're, you know, used constantly to go out on rescues. And the vehicles need a lot of repair. So that's costly too. So it's not like, you know, you buy it and that's it. you have to keep, you know, the maintenance, and so that those are becoming quite costly to help them with that. So, you know,
well, it's wonderful to know all of this, and it makes me feel good every month when I see the receipt come through for my automatic donation. It makes me feel so good that I haven't had to do anything except arrange it in the first place, and you take care of the rest and spread my money around to help all these different things.
Yes,
so it's very cool.
Thank you. As I always say, we are the lucky ones who can do to help, and you know, even if it's, you know, $10 a month.
Yeah, and you can imagine if you've, you know, been uncomfortable these last few days here with the heat that we have going on, it's nothing compared to what they're dealing with in India. And I can't even imagine having to deal with that kind of heat on a consistent basis. So, you know, anything we can do to help is wonderful. Help Animals India has one of the best websites I've ever been to. I hope you'll check it out. It's helpanimalsindia.org. And gosh, Eileen, you do such a phenomenal job. It's one of the best and most educational websites, and you include so much good stuff. And you can go to the website and sign up for the newsletter. And as Eileen always says, she doesn't bug you and send you all kinds of junk stuff. How often do you do newsletters, Eileen?
Well, the last one I just checked, it was June 3rd, and the next one's going to be end of July. So basically about 7 a year.
Those, of course, are crammed full.
People sign up, they add their all they have to do is add their email, and I will see it, and thank you so much. If I see a local name, I get real excited. Because
all right, so let's excite Eileen and have you all go to helpanimalsindia.org and sign up for the newsletter. Yeah. Let's make Eileen's
otherwise
day.
Otherwise, I see all the names from India. I love to see the Indian names, and you know, we want to inspire people and educate them too to care about animals. But I can't help all of India. So if I see some local names, it's very, very nice. Thank you all so much if you can sign up for the email newsletter.
All right. So anything else we need to know about before we wrap up?
No. Thank you, Martha. I can't think of anything right now. And just hopefully next month, you know, if we're, I was just thinking today, because I have my air purifier in the room, and we just don't want a smoky summer. So let's pray for that.
Yes, remember that. I was just so disillusioned the other day hearing about the big forest fires, and there's one in our state started by fireworks.
We have just got to
be more careful and stop the stupid human stuff.
Yeah.
And it's just really tragic every year. I mean, I heard of one guy in our area lost a hand because he's messing trying to alter a firework. Another guy heard a horrendous, I think it was on Como News, a guy shooting off fireworks, and whatever he was shooting off decided it was a good idea to shoot one off of his head. Well, it killed him. I mean,
oh my goodness. Well, I think your next guest, I think I saw their you know, unlike me, they send an informative email almost every day. But, you know, they're incredible workhorses, Merritt and Beth. And they have
from animals24-7.org. And they send out an annual 4th of July email that tells you how many deaths are involved.
Oh, yeah. So I think I just got that.
Anyway, we sure appreciate the work you're doing. Oh, and I know what I want to do. I wanted to wish you, Eileen, a happy belated birthday.
Oh, okay. Thank you.
Because I know you had a birthday recently. I had a birthday recently, too. But I just want to know that I have you beat. So
do you want to say when your birthday was? Oh, I know you had me beat first.
Yeah, my birthday is June 20th. When was yours?
Oh, I didn't know. Oh, June 30th. So there you go.
Okay, so we're 10 days apart. All right.
Yeah, but yeah.
In a few years.
Well, one of our volunteers, her birthday is July 30th, and I said, "Oh, we're just a month apart." I said, "Forget about the 30 years."
July 30th. That's my parents' anniversary. So that's a date for me, too.
Okay,
anyway,
well,
thank
you
so much for all the wonderful work that you do. And please, everybody, if you haven't done it yet and you keep thinking you will, do it today. Go to helpanimalsindia.org. Sign up for the newsletter. If you've got $5 or any amount of money to donate, please do. And if you can make it a monthly donation, that makes it so much easier because you don't have to think about it. You just get reminded every month that you're doing good work and you're helping. So I appreciate that. So Eileen, keep up the good work and we'll talk to you again in August.
Yeah, having hopefully a cooler month after this week. Okay.
All righty. God bless. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
All righty. Let's take care of advertisers, and then we will come back to current events, and I'm going to read you this 4th of July story. If you had trouble with your dogs, you know, and fear of fireworks, you got to hear it. So stay right where you are. Animal World continues right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.
Give your dog, cat, or ferret the gift of great health naturally. Make NuPro all-natural supplements an essential part of your pet's diet. NuPro makes an awesome gravy, sure to please. This gravy provides fresh nutrients for a beautiful, silky skin and coat, strong immune system, and healthy digestion, among other wonderful benefits. NuPro's joint support formula is perfect for working dogs, large breeds, and especially seniors. So go with NuPro, your pet's best friend for over 20 years. Visit online at NuProSupplements.com for more information.
Hi, I'm Brenda Michaels.
And I'm Rob Spears.
Conscious Talk, radio that makes a difference, is now making a difference on Mondays at 3 p.m. and Saturdays at 7:30 a.m. on 880 a.m. Kixie. We invite you to join us so you can make a difference too.
And don't forget to tune into our Conscious Minutes here on KKNW and Fridays during the John Tesh Show, where you'll catch us following his show every Monday on 880 a.m. Kixie.
Does your dog or cat have a health or mobility problem that is not responding to standard veterinary care? Are you looking for a non-medical alternative? I'm Nels Rasmussen, retired chiropractor and spiritual healer. I've helped people and pets all over the world to get their happy, active lives back when nothing else has worked. To learn more, go to healingministryforanimals.com. Go to healingministryforanimals.com. Now.
Hi, this is Martha Norwalk, host of Animal World, and I've got a question for you. Do you or anyone you know own a business, offer a service, or a product that does something good for animals, humans, or this planet? If the answer is yes, then I'd like to invite you to become a member of the Animal World family of advertisers. Lately, people are telling me they think radio advertising is exorbitantly expensive. Well, that can be true, but not on Animal World. Did you know that for as little as $45 a week, you can have two professionally written and produced commercials at no cost to you running on the show? You also get a link to your website on the homepage of the Animal World website and two live interviews on the show. Frankly, you can't afford not to do this. So if you'd like to join our great Animal World family of advertisers, or if you need more information, go to www.marthanorwalk.com to send me an email or call me at 360-217-7258. That's 360-217-7258. Come on, give me a call and join the family. We'd love to have you.
Get your daily dose of variety. Alternative Talk, 1150.
Hey, y'all, I'm Martha Norwalk, and thanks for spending part of your Sunday morning with us here on Animal World. See, we just heard from our NuPro supplements, N-U-P, as in Peter, R-O, supplements.com. Great supplements for dogs, cats, and ferrets. The best cat vitamins ever. Make a great treat. They can get picky eaters to eat. The dog supplement is phenomenal for skin and hair coat. If you want your dog's hair to stay on their body and not on your floor, it's the only way to go. You can check all the NuPro supplements out at NuPro, N-U-P as in Peter, R-O, supplements.com on the website. And if you can't find them at your pet store, they are all available on Amazon. And then we heard from our wonderful Dr. Nels Rasmussen, healingministryforanimals.com. And he also does a newsletter, and it comes out about the first Sunday of every month. And his newsletter did come out this morning. I have not had a chance to study it yet and get our monthly affirmation, but I will be doing that after the show. And if you want to get his newsletter too, you gotta join his little private membership group. Cheap. Only cost $10. At any rate, check him out. Healingministryforanimals.com. He does a free telephone evaluation if you fill out the contact form, tell him you want to talk. And of course, if you do something wonderful for humans, animals, or the planet we live on, would love to have you join our Animal World family of advertisers. If you're interested, shoot me an email, animalworldlive@hotmail.com. All righty, Nathan, how about we move right into current events? Entertainment here on the current events list. Nothing new as I recall. But let's see. Positive Alliance will be doing custom ID tags at the Old Dog Haven's 20th anniversary party in Shoreline. That's next Saturday, July 13th. Also Cattoberfest in October. They will also be at the Bark in the Parks at the big Bark in the Parks for the Mariners. The next one is Wednesday, August 7th, and then Thursday, September 12th. And of course, we got the Bark in the Parks in the Animal World style would be the Everett Aqua Sox, because it's easy, lots of free parking, no craziness. So we can do it. And the next one is July 30th. And Nathan, is it still looking good for us so far?
That's what we're planning on. And so far on my end, everything is looking good. I don't see any conflicts or anything interrupting that to come up.
All right. And it's on mine and Robbie's calendar. So y'all might want to put it on your calendar, July 30th. I think first pitch is 7:05 in the evening. So it's an evening game. And we will at least... me and Robbie, and I think Nathan and his folks and Abby will be there. And we're not, I don't know about Stacy and Tank yet. She went with us last year. But we'd love to have some Animal World folks show up too. So we'll be keeping you posted on that.
And that, of course, is a Tuesday.
Yeah, Tuesday.
The day we'll be on.
All right. So let's see. Homeward Pet Adoption Center. They have an I Love My Pet photo contest and fundraiser. That starts on July 11th and goes through the 31st. There's a No Place Like Home 5K walk run in the September 14th coming up. And let's see. And I think the biggest thing on current events here would be next week. It's a change of schedule this month only. Second Sunday is usually Healing Sunday with Dr. Nels and Linda Rasmussen. But Nels has got a high school reunion over here, so they're turning it into a family reunion, and they're all going to be busy next Sunday. So we're swapping out with Natasha. So next Sunday will be Behavior Training and Healing Sunday with me, and talk with your human or animal loved ones on this side or the other, and personal awareness coaching and basic intuitive clarification and all that good stuff with Natasha. So I hope you'll join us next week and call in with questions for either of us or for a personal reading with Natasha. All righty, so that pretty much covers some current events. You can find more details and links to everything if you go to the Animal World website, marthanorwalk.com, and click on current events. Now, I'm going to share with you, kind of after the fact, 4th of July. Now, Nathan, you remember that earlier in the month, last month, that I did go over my recommended 4th of July prep. And explained, you know, my formal exercise, which I call the jolly routine. And I think all dogs need to have jolly routines, and you lay it in so you have it ready to go. But I also, if you remember, I told you that the concept that is the foundation of the jolly routine is really solid and how well it works by just you being... setting the appropriate example and all of that. Anyway, I have a classic example of this, and I just... I'm just doing this so I can say I told you so. And if you didn't believe me, maybe you'll believe this. And if your dog had trouble this 4th of July, here's what you need to know. All right, shoreline area news. News, events, and information about Shoreline and Lake Forest Park. So that's where this came from. It on July 5th. And the article in the Shoreline News was sent to me courtesy by Eileen. Travels with Charlie. How Charlie learned to love fireworks. So here you go. Now, there's a picture of Charlie at horizon view before the fireworks started, and he's kind of a blondish Cocker Spaniel type. So that's the size dog we're talking about. And the story and photos by Gordon Snyder. So I think I've given everybody credit here. All right. During the afternoon before the firework explosion started, we headed for a spectacular Independence Day walk around Horizon View Park. Afternoon sun highlighted our lazy break on the grass. A few fireworks were popping in the distance, but not enough to bother Charlie yet. Charlie has freaked out about fireworks since he moved in with us for the 4th and New Year's. We are always surrounded by blasting fireworks later in the evening. It sounds like a war zone. Charlie would hide in the basement bathroom. He felt terrible. This year, we tried a new approach to help reduce his fireworks fear. After we finished barbecuing some chicken, I chopped some barbecue thigh meat and put it into a bag for fireworks time in an hour or so. My thought is, Charlie is a chowhound. Anything for food. Food makes him focus on food. So maybe he won't fear the fireworks if there's a tiny morsel of barbecue. Slowly, the fireworks began. We started a game. Boom! And a food distraction. That's like my, oh boy, bacon, oh boy, hot dog, oh boy, cheese. Okay. Boom! And a food distraction. After a big blast, I'd give him a tiny morsel. Didn't take long before Charlie began to forget the fireworks and was more interested in the treat. Soon he became more comfortable with the blasts because they were becoming a signal for some barbecue taste. The next step blew me away. After a nearby loud one would blow up, he started playing by barking and chasing sort of like he does with a squirrel. He got excited when something blasted. He'd bark and scurry about a bit, catch a piece of chicken, and wait for the next explosion. The evening was a beautiful success where we watched fireworks together, sorta, and he nibbled. We never spent any time scared and hiding in the bathroom. We all enjoyed this Independence Day. Hope yours was wonderful also. Cheers from Gordon Snyder. So how's that, Nathan, for a confirmation of Aunt
and
Martha's
jolly... And that one seemed like it was almost instantaneous, too, because they came up with that idea that day, and then... By the end of the day, that dog was loving it.
See, so that's the point I was trying to make last month and talking to you, that even when you don't have time to, you know, set in the official jolly routine so you have it as an emergency push button for the rest of your dog's life, the concept is solid and you can just do it with no prep at all. The key is a really high value food reward that they don't get all the time. Okay. And then if you correlate it with a word, you know, oh boy, barbecue, but he did, oh boy, you know, boom, treat. Well, pretty soon boom means treat. And anyway, it worked fantastically for Charlie and his family, and it'll work for you too. The concept is really solid. And I wanted to share that with you so you know, if you had trouble and you're out of trouble, then remember this because we got, you know, New Year's is the next time around for many, but it's a really solid concept. And you can remember what I always say. If you have the right sales pitch, you can convince dogs of just about anything. Now, cats, not so much. They can be a little smarter. But I've used the same jolly stuff when I lived by Bridal Trail State Park and my horse was on my property. My family would have fireworks. I'd have a 50-pound bag of carrots and go out to the barn. Oh, boy, carrots. Oh, boy, carrots. Oh, but I had the only horses in the area that loved fireworks because they thought it meant carrots. So it works well with other animals, too. But is most effective with our dog friends. All righty then. I think we have covered the bases we need to, Nathan. And it looks like we are about ready to wind up this hour. That means it's time to fire up the love train one more time. So we got one more time to get our exercise in and energy flowing so that we'll be good for the day and the week. I guess we're getting our energy up to then be calm and quiet in the heat. Anyway, I don't know how warm it is at your place. I've been kind of lucky in that I've only been in the mid to higher 80s. Hoping it'll stay that way, but apparently the temperature is going up. So let's get our exercise in now before it gets too hot. Now, remember, you don't get to opt out. Dancing is required, but you can dance in your head. You can dance in your bed. You can dance in your chair. You can dance anywhere or get up and join the love train with us. I'll come through and cruise through and pick you up. And I always energize up the love train music with our yogi energization prayer. So here we go with that. O infinite spirit, recharge our bodies with thy conscious cosmic energy, our minds with thy concentration and determination, our souls and all souls with thy ever new joy. O eternal youth, the body and mind, abide in us forever and forever via the love train, and it's coming right up, so stay right where you are. And next hour, we start with Beth and Merritt, Henry and Arabella, the chickens, at animals24-7.org. They're up next, and then Ananda at the bottom of the hour. Animal World continues right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.